This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte last Thursday signed two bills restricting transgender Montanans' access to public bathrooms and locker rooms and participation on athletic teams, sparking legal action from civil rights advocates against one of the new laws slated to go into effect immediately. The two bills passed by the Republican-majority Montana legislature this session are House Bill 121, which affects public bathrooms, locker rooms, and sleeping areas, in addition to those residing at domestic violence shelters, and took effect immediately upon being signed into law, and House Bill 300, pertaining to student-athletes in K-12 and university schools. That bill has an effective date of October 1st. Both bills saw broad support from legislative Republican lawmakers, reflecting how the issue of strict gender roles has become a cornerstone of the state and national GOP in recent years. Throughout committee hearings and debates, backers of both bills described the hypothetical situation of predatory cisgender men masquerading as women for the purpose of invading public spaces, an argument that Democratic lawmakers and transgender opponents panned as disingenuous and fear-mongering. Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr, Democrat of Missoula, the first openly transgender woman to serve in the Montana legislature, said during a January debate over House Bill 121, "We have trans people in our communities. We have trans people who are employees, who are students. We have trans people who face abuse and come to the shelter. This is not an issue," is what was said again and again by the people impacted on the ground. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana filed a lawsuit against House Bill 121 on behalf of transgender and intersex plaintiffs the same day that Republican Montana Governor Gianforte signed the bill into law. The plaintiffs in the ACLU lawsuit include two state employees, a political intern for the Montana Democratic Party who works at the state capitol building, and an accessibility coordinator at Helena College, a public university, all of whom are transgender people or do not identify as either gender. Another plaintiff is intersex and, because of his biological characteristics, does not know whether House Bill 121 classifies him as male or female. The law creates a route for legal action against any public facility, including jails, schools, and government buildings, or domestic violence shelters, that do not take steps to ensure that multi-user bathrooms or locker rooms are sex-segregated based on someone's chromosomes and reproductive biology. In court filings, attorneys for the ACLU of Montana said the law presents plaintiffs with impossible choices about how to navigate public spaces where they work, as well as public parks and libraries. The court filing read in part, "Discomfort with or dislike of transgender people cloaked as a privacy or safety concern is not a legitimate basis for imposing unequal or stigmatizing treatment." The ACLU of Montana said that House Bill 300, the prohibition on athletic participation, suffers from the same constitutional infirmities as the bathroom ban. Lawmakers from both parties this session questioned how House Bill 300 is legally distinct from prior bills that sought to restrict student sports participation. District courts and the Montana Supreme Court already have struck down bills on the issue. A bill from 2021 was struck down as it applied to colleges and universities after a judge found that it infringed on the role of the Montana Board of Regents. Another bill that sought to institute strict definitions of sex across Montana law was found unconstitutional in February based on equal protection and privacy violations. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.